This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury with
Arvind Braj.
Almost time for us to wrap up for the day, but of course we have one more story to get to before we disappear. Do we have any WhatsApps?
Yeah, this is Maggie Best again about the story about the guide to myself. She says, would be wonderful if we had more bosses who had manual guides like that. No hidden agenda, and the transparency would definitely win trust from all who comes in contact with him. Betty is a successful leader, a rare gem.
Apparently he is. Good on you. Right. So if you want to feedback very quickly, we've got about 14 minutes if you want to talk about whether or not social media influences when and where you go on holiday. 0187898899 on WhatsApp, Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Final story of the day, though. The best ideas from the Geneva Inventions Fair. And there's a few.
Yeah, there's a few. So I'm going to just go through them and then you will just, you tell me what you
thumbs
think about
up
these.
Or thumbs up. Oh, yeah, it's like a Dragon's Den kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like it.
Because, you know, when you know, inventions that go along to like change the world and stuff and change the way we live normally happen first at these like conventions, small fairs and exhibitions, local fairs and stuff, yeah, where these innovators and inventors sort of like display what they have working, and then someone invests, and then that invention, it goes on to become like a product that
right,
goes into business, and you know, it becomes mainstream and stuff. Yeah, so these things popped up at the annual International Inventions Exhibition that happened in Geneva. There's a German bricklayer, his name is Michael Conker. What he did was, he made a bench whose seat and backrest can be flipped over to protect from rain and bird poop when no one is sitting down.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a very nice design. If it's left facing the sun, and if it gets wet or the birds have sort of like, you know, taken their own interest in the bench, then you can sort of like flip the bench when you want to use it.
Okay, I like the idea of that. But I also, first thing that springs to mind is vandalism and upkeep of the hinges. They might get, of course, it's now 2019, so they probably won't get rusty because they'd be treated for something or other. Homeless shelter, perhaps. You could put some tarpaulin on the top, maybe turn it into a secondary function. A little tent, perhaps.
Yeah,
a tent. Some kind of idea.
Yeah. The homeless thing is interesting because even if, I mean, you know, the worst case, they use the benches for themselves, they can have clean benches.
Yeah.
It's not ideal, but, you know, it happens. It's what happens to them.
Unlike what they do in the UK, where they put the bars in the middle of the thing so you can't sleep on the bench. That's mean.
Yeah, yeah. Why would you do that?
Because they're mean people.
Yeah. I've seen the designs. They have a website of the bench itself. It looks sturdy. It looks like something that can last.
Yeah.
And it also looks like the planks that are used for the benches look like they can take a lot of weight. So you can keep flipping them over and over, and then when you flip them the other side, it rains, it gets clean, then you flip them again, and then you use the benches.
I like this idea.
Yeah, so that's one. Then Pierre Cretin, after seeing many elderly patients with fractures, he and two colleagues created an airbag for people who are prone to stumbling.
Genius.
Yeah, so human airbag. The airbag sensor detects a fall within 70 milliseconds and tells the device to inflate itself. The impact force is reduced by a factor of 10.
I remember seeing a few years ago some guy who was trying to do something similar to this for airbags for people who ride motorcycles. Very similar idea, but I think his idea is a lot more dangerous, obviously, because an airbag when you're traveling at 70 or 80 kilometers an hour is not necessarily as safe as if you're traveling just a few meters per second. This idea is great.
Yeah, we don't know yet if they need to wear it all the time, if it's like a jacket or how he would implement something like this. But I guess that's why these exhibitions and stuff happen, so other people can give the ideas and, you know, develop it.
I bet that was a lot of fun testing, though.
Yeah, especially on themselves, especially in the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Reinhold Kett said that his 9-year-old son Nathan gave him the idea for smart cycling jacket with brake and turn signals that can be activated on the bicycle's handlebars.
Great idea.
Yeah. I think they must have used Bluetooth.
That's
the only way, because, you know, no wires and stuff. So either Bluetooth or some kind of data transfer. So that's yes. Taiwanese students from Taipei City University, they made a solar-powered umbrella with built-in lighting, a heating radiator and a ventilator for hot weather.
How very Blade Runner.
Yeah. I've seen pictures of the umbrella as well. It looks very hipster, because it looks like it has like tiny light bulbs and stuff, cozy lighting. I don't know why they would.
Oh, it's the cozy. It's not the actual stem that's lit. It's the
Umbrella. It's the flaps themselves.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's solar powered, so I don't know why they would need heating so much, but I guess it, you know, it sort of keeps the, there's a battery to keep the heat, must be, so in the rain it sort of like, you know, warms them and stuff. Last one. So Romanian psychologist Dumitru Grigore, he showcased a MindMe hand scanner, and this one's nice, a MindMe hand scanner that creates psychological profiles using algorithms that were created with data from 10,000 test persons. So it scans your hand and then it has a psychological profile made of you.
Kind of best guess of your psychological profile
based on your hand.
Do they do with that then?
He said it could be highly interesting for HR departments.
So I'm imagining these, you know, robot head of HRs come in, shake my hand, Mr. Bradbury. Sorry, rejected.
Because they psychologically profiled.
It's already profiled me by the time it's finished shaking my hand.
Because of your weird hand. So I think the data that they get from the hand is basically the way the hand looks, the age, and kind of like, from what I read from the person's website, also a bit of how much the hand has done hard labor. That's
really?
Another thing. Yeah, things like that go into the profiling.
I'd be rubbish at doing that then, because my hands are super soft.
Lazy.
Yeah, my brother says the same thing to me. He's like, let me see your hands.
Yeah.
You've got no calluses. Anyway, we're going to wrap up in a sec. Oh, we do have a tweet to address from Noor Hazira Ilyas, who said, I subscribe to a traveling group on Facebook, such as Backpackers Buddies Malaysia. It is great to get info and tips from the members. However, sometimes I think suggestions from social media can be overrated. Reading comments from the post to get secondary opinions can be useful. Christine made a good point as well during the break as well, is that when she is scrolling through her social media feed, and she will sometimes see a friend of hers, you know, a girl traveling by herself to a particular area or a particular place, that will then help her decide as to whether or not that place might be a little bit more safe to travel to as a single traveler, which I think is a great way of looking
solo travelers and stuff. Yeah. The more people travel there, the safer it there's possibility of it being safer is higher.
Correct. Right. Time for us to wrap up, though, I think. Mm-hmm. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can head over to bfm.my/podcasts and have a listen back there to the show. Or, of course, you can listen via our app, which is available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. And, of course, we are on Spotify. We have spoken today about whether or not social media affects your travel choices, whether that is when you travel, where you travel, or how you travel. We then moved on to how to write a user guide to yourself, because you might find it useful. Mm-hmm. Arvin suggests you do it when you're 12 years old.
Yeah.
For those of you that are listening after 12 years old, just pretend.
Just pretend you're 12.
Just pretend.
Yeah, it's the best time.
Yeah. Or, as he said earlier on, what was it?
The Ricky Gervais thing. Yeah. He says, be the person your dog thinks you are.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think that's
perfect.
Ideal. Right, and we wrapped up with?
Yeah, we finished with the best ideas from the Geneva Inventions Fair.
But don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is a Breakfast Grill replay. ISEC is a medical eye care center provider based and listed in Singapore. The Breakfast Grill spoke with Dr. Wong about their expansion plans into the region and the current state of ophthalmological care in Malaysia. That's a mouthful on a Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the rest of your day, folks. We'll be back same time, same place here on BFM 89.9. This has been Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvin Yuvaraj and our producer, Christine Wong, have a lovely day. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.